In a corner were the biographies that had been written about him, and on a table by a window stood an array of family photographs in black and white. Lots of relatives, but no children, other than a big misty colour portrait of the doughty Princess Anne, taken shortly before she married for the first time in the early 1970s. She was his favourite of the four children, the one most like him. His sons exasperated him, none more than the sensitive Charles, whom he sent to Gordonstoun, despite knowing he would be bullied. Marriage brought the young, rootless prince a home, a country, a passport, a new religion, and the first real stability in his life. In return, the immigrant boy gave it his total support. Philip was the first of the senior peers to pay homage after the Queen's coronation at Westminster Abbey, where they had married just over 5 years earlier. "I, Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, do become your liege man of life and limb, and of earthly worship," he promised, kneeling before her and placing his large hands between hers. "And faith and truth I will bear unto you to live and die against all manner of folks. So help me God." Rising to his feet, he touched his fingers to her crown and kissed her on the cheek.